Across the ASEAN, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're here on Across the ASEAN, and you won't believe what one of the better performing markets in the region is in the month of November. That's right, it's the Jakarta Composite Index, or the JCI, out in Indonesia. In fact, since the U.S. elections, barring a 1% drop the day after those polls, it's actually up by more than 450 points since that time. And could it be down to hopes that a new administration in the United States might be more favorable towards trade? Or could this also be down to some of the positive COVID-19 vaccine developments that we've seen that could be an answer to the prayers of one of the most hard-struck countries in the ASEAN region in terms of the coronavirus? Well, to talk about what's lifting set spirits out in Jakarta today, we're joined by Mr. Bharat Joshi on Across the ASEAN. He's the CIO Investment Director at Aberdeen Standard. Talk about what's lifting sentiments out in Indonesia. And Bharat, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a while. I'm glad to hear you are in good health and safe during these times, you and your loved ones. And welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being back.
So, Bharat, November has been a very good month for stocks in Jakarta. And barring those 2 days of profit-taking we saw last week, the JCI has gone from strength to strength and coincidentally picking up steam since the U.S. elections. Now, could this be what's driving sentiment out in Indonesia? Or is there something else that investors might be missing in terms of what's improving the mood among investors out in Jakarta?
Sure. So it's basically the two factors you mentioned. Just to ring back to the beginning of the year, Indonesia, JCI, was actually the largest casualty of the COVID-19 in the region by being the, you know, by being the largest populated country. So I think the concern that a lot of investors were having, at least in the first half of 2020, was whether the government would be ill-equipped to handle the crisis. And that resulted to a lot of foreign investors fleeing the market. And we saw that very sharp correction in March and April. And as the pandemic started to struck a lot of countries globally. But now we are starting to see things normalize again. Cases are being brought under control. There's also the swift action by the government to form partnerships with global vaccine players such as Sinovac and, you know, try to get as much, you know, or little as possible from Pfizer to ensure that there will be a rollout of vaccines in the first quarter of 2021. So sentiment has improved. And also in the last month or so, we had the passing of the omnibus law, which was actually was delayed for at least for a year. But I guess, you know, with the vaccine news, the settle of the U.S. election being put aside, and now with the omnibus law, that has actually led to a re-rating of the local market.
Interesting. And, you know, the other thing, too, at the start of this week, about just to add possible positive catalysts here, and I want to get your thoughts on this. You know, this region has been buzzing about that recently signed a regional cooperative economic pact or RCEP agreement. What will this mean for both the Indonesian economy and markets?
You know, I think, you know, that agreement pact was actually quite well timed. I think especially with the omnibus law being passed, Jakarta or Indonesia in particular are trying to woo investors into the market. So what would actually mean in the medium term? We can expect lower tariffs for goods and easy mobility within the PAC countries. This would actually translate to hopefully cheaper and easy access of imports and exports and goods and services, because a country like Indonesia, where we're only exporting a lot of its commoditized goods, there's not really a large supply chain downstream. So with this pact being signed, with lower tariffs of goods and services, we hopefully could see foreign investors investing on the downstream and hopefully exporting to the PAC countries that were recently signed over the last 1 week.
And we're still speaking to Mr. Bharat Joshi, the CIO and Investment Director at Aberdeen Standard, here and across the ASEAN to talk about the outlook for Indonesian markets. All right, Bharat. Now, we know that the Jakarta Composite Index, or the JCI, is still down more than 12% since the start of the year. But there is one fund that is in the red, but still outperforming the JCI benchmark. And that happens to be your own Aberdeen Standard Indonesia Equity Fund, down by just a little over 9%, but still outperforming the JCI quite handily. In fact, you've been able to limit year-to-date losses at this particular fund. Can you share with our listeners what some of the strategies you've employed to help mitigate and minimize some of these losses and protect yourself against the volatility that's really rocked Indonesian markets overall?
Thanks, and you know, for pointing that out. You know, if I could summarize what 2020 has been, it's been an extraordinary, challenging and uncertain year for all fund managers, as the COVID-19 was truly unexpected. I think, you know, to say that we were fairly lucky that we actually turned cautious early in January and February when the news broke out about the virus in Wuhan and China. We decided to take on a short-term tactical strategy where eventually it played out, where the index, raised some cash, we went defensive early, and when the pandemic started to explode, the index obviously fell quite dramatically. We were actually filled with a bit of cash on the side pocket. So, but then what we also noticed, there was a lot of fear. And unlike past corrections we have seen, this fear led to a capitulation of stocks to levels and valuations unseen since the global financial crisis in 2009. I mean, and these are very strong franchises. They have stood the test of time, run by very well management. So we knew these companies, and we started dipping our toes in some of the stocks that had very strong fundamentals. And we were also very lucky that we overweighted financials and cyclical plays early. And this trade has paid off handsomely in the recent months following the vaccine news. And now people are starting to, slice their tech companies in favor of cyclical names in the region.
So looking forward to the new year, you did mention financials and cyclicals. What is Aberdeen Standard's outlook for Indonesian markets? Where else are you seeing any opportunities? And how much will this hinge on a continued decline in COVID-19 cases for Indonesia?
Sure. So as we enter 2021, I'm generally bullish and positive on the economic recovery of the country. I think we had a very low base in 2020, so likely will be a nice rebound in 2021. But I'm generally cautious on valuations that might actually get ahead of fundamentals, given the amount of liquidity chasing so few assets these days. And so I will be ready to take profits if that's the case, at least in the first and second quarter of 2021. I think we also need to appreciate that the economy will likely take about 2 years to recover back to pre-COVID-19 levels, even with the most bullish assumptions of earnings growth for the next 2 years.
So where are you seeing valuations perhaps a little bit stretched or running ahead of fundamentals at the moment? Are there any particular sectors that you can single out where you might see, say, wait a second, this could be just a little bit too rich for our blood at the moment?
Sure. Generally, I think valuations are still very attractive and cyclical. So I'm looking across the property sector. I'm looking at cement. I'm looking at the auto manufacturing players. I'm looking at tile manufacturers in Indonesia that are recovering post this pandemic. The sectors which are already quite rich in terms of valuations are generally the staples. And the telco sector, which were predominantly the hiding spots during this pandemic this year, and likely will be laggards as we enter 2021.
Fair enough. And finally, Bart, before we let you go, I do have to bring up also that the outlook for Indonesia might be improving just a little bit, and it's coming at days before the Bank of Indonesia's next decision. It's coming on this Thursday. What do you think policymakers might decide to do? Do you think they'll hold off on any action like many central banks at the moment? And overall, what else might you be looking out for from the guidance from Indonesia's monetary policymakers?
If I look at the inflation rate of the country on recent quarters, it's really touching close to a 3 to 5 year low, which basically results in the real interest rates to be relatively quite high compared to historical that Indonesia has had. So given those two facts, I won't be surprised if the central bank actually continues to cut interest rates to spur up economy by perhaps 25 to 50 basis points, because that is what is much needed at the moment to give that kicker in economic growth.
Fair enough. So perhaps a little bit more action from the Bank of Indonesia?
Yes, exactly. Perhaps a slash in rates by 25 basis points, because there's ample liquidity, but that liquidity is not being channeled into credit growth because interest rates are still relatively quite high.
Interesting. So just very quickly, if there is a potential cut on Thursday, could this also stop the strength in the rupiah in its tracks, or perhaps give it a little bit of a breather after strengthening significantly? I believe at the moment the rupiah is trading around the 14,000 to the US dollar handle.
Yes, because the central bank doesn't need to support the rupiah any longer, and if they were to cut the interest rates, hopefully that strength would actually moderate in the coming quarters. So that is also a very good point for the central bank to take into consideration.
Interesting enough. All right. We'll have to leave it there then. I'd like to thank Mr. Bharat Joshi, CIO and Investment Director at Aberdeen Standard, for joining us today on Across the ASEAN to talk about the improving outlook, at least for Indonesian markets and what lies ahead and what he's tracking. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety in these very uncertain times. And we look forward to the next time we can have you back on the broadcast, sir. In the meantime, have a great Wednesday ahead.
Pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.